one of the main things we struggle with as believers, well, I'm not even going to say believers, I'm going to say sons. And I say sons because we are the very essence of who God is. A son is someone that has accepted an inheritance, that has an inheritance. It's a gift. It's been given to you. You didn't ask for it. It's just been given to you. And you have no choice to accept it, especially if you're a son of God. Whether you like it or not, it's yours. And if I was you, I'll do my best to operate in the fullness. Start teaching on it. Start meditating on it. Start focusing on scriptures and what God is saying about you. Instead of believing the lies of the enemy, telling you that you're no good. And you have a very low self-image. And now you're just believing someone who's just been cast out and he's jealous of you. Already listening to a defeated warrior. How can you listen to something that's already dead? Something that's already defeated. If they're defeated, then they can't talk. So you need to silence the lies that sits between your ears from the enemy. But one of the things that we struggle with as sons is not having that feeling that God is there with us. It's not embracing who he is. That if we get a stubbed toe, we feel like God is not there to bandage up the wound. But Jesus talks about that there'll be trouble in this world. It's more than just a stubbed toe. There's a lot of darkness that exists in this lifetime. And how are we going to deal with it? How are we going to focus our mind on Christ? I mean, scripture talks about in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your path. Acknowledging this to accept or admit the existence of truth. So since we already accepted Christ and admitted who he is, we should place our thoughts and our hearts towards him. But it's so hard because there's just so much things that goes on. But he also says, acknowledge him in every way that you do. Well, what does that mean, acknowledge him? I mean, I go to church on Sunday and I acknowledge him there. I praise, I worship, I play the guitar, I tithe. I mean, that's great. Don't discount that. You know, he did say to do these things. But in every way, that means you're waking up from bed. That means driving to work. That means, you know, disciplining your kids. That means washing dishes. That you acknowledge him in every way that you do. That is the way you have set your mind in the high places of heaven where you already sit as a spirit. I mean, heaven and earth are connected together. There ain't no going up to the third heaven or past the clouds. It is a realm that is close to you, as close as your hand is to your face, as the air you breathe. Step in and step out. So that means with your mouth, you are creating things. We are co-creators. We are subduers. We have dominion over whatever he has given us. Because we look just like him. I heard one person say that if you put man next to God, you can't even tell the difference. That is just how close of a reflection we are to him. So in every ways, acknowledge him, meaning that as you wash the dishes, you step in there and you start engaging him with your words by faith, I step into Christ as I embrace him, as I acknowledge him, as I see him for who he is, and as I allow his presence to overshadow my mind, my thoughts, that every understanding that I have is gone, and that I embrace his understanding, as I embrace his infinite wisdom, as I receive the downloads, the proper documents, and his revelation into my life. You get done washing the dishes, dry your hands, go into the room, clean it up. By faith, I continuously engage in heaven as as I embrace who he is, and as I start to seek who he is, I receive the truth and the knowledge and the love of his heart. And as you continue doing this, chaos surrounds you, but you are sitting in peace. You are sitting in shalom because you are now starting to understand who he is. And as you understand who he is, you are bringing that down here on earth and applying it to your everyday life. Man, God, I can't shake off this addiction that I have. Well, switch your mind over to who he is. Because he is a God that loves. And love covers a multitude of sins. That is how you acknowledge God. It's with your words. Not so much of your actions. I mean, your actions are there. Your actions should be entangled and embraced with your words. Because you are a person that should act on integrity. That should act on the love of Christ. So when you speak things, let it exist in your realm. Let it exist in your world. And that way you are walking in heaven. You are walking through that open door, through that open gate into heaven. And that's how you bring the kingdom of heaven onto earth. It's a good thing we go out and preach the gospel and everything, but how is it with your own personal life? A lot of times you get ministers that are too burned out to do things. They're not really taking the time to acknowledge God in everything that they do. I don't care if you're cutting the roses or cutting the grass or washing your car. Acknowledge God in everything. And it takes time. It takes practice. It takes patience. It takes perseverance. Intentional stuff goes a long way, especially when it's positive, when you're glorifying God. Glorify him in everything that you do. Lean on his understanding. And whatever struggles you're going through, make sure that you are seeing the pieces that he is placing in front of you because you are acknowledging him. And as you do this, then you're going to start seeing angels showing up. You're going to start seeing heavenly creatures. Yes, scripture says there are heavenly creatures. There are heavenly creatures. You're going to know the names of angels. They're going to start knowing who you are. They're going to start acknowledging you. They're going to start waking you up in the middle of the night. And you're going to see this big figure standing over your face. Yes, it's a little frightening, but it's funny. And I enjoy that. I enjoy having random visitors showing up in my room. Even showing up at work. Angels. Just stopping by to say hi. Because this is the life that I want to live. This is the kind of life that people in scripture lived. Is that they acknowledge and they persevere and they cried out to God even when they're in the pits. And God brought them forth because they acknowledged him.